Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
It's just, you can see the difference here already in a couple of years with the birds and everything. Like, there's nothing, as I said, there's no pesticides or anything coming here. It's just the wildlife now is really starting to take off again, and you can see it.
Did you know that nestled under Thoman Park, there's a community allotment that is a hive of activity? I met Marilo O'Brien in St. Munchin's allotment in Ballinanty to speak about the project and what it means for the community and the local environment.
I'd say my involvement started about, I don't know, I have beds here about 7 or 8 years. I'd say they're totally here, the corporation had them here. Bones of about 15 years ago, I think it all started. But Linda then took it over through the community centre for the Ballinanty residents, and it just went from strength to strength because Linda is backing it, and it's, I love it here.
Yeah, and how often do you come here?
I'd be here nearly every day, I know, I'd say. And sometimes I come down in the evenings. We need to water the plants there in the evenings. That's the only thing, just trying to keep them watered and stuff.
So. And Marilo, could you give me a sense of how many people are involved in the garden here?
There probably is about 15 to 20 people, I'd say. On and off, like, people come in there and we help one another out. So.
Yeah, and what would you grow here?
Everything. Potatoes. Anything we can eat. Strawberries. There's everything here. Like, the potatoes now are nearly ready. There's rhubarb. Some of the older generation come in there all the time, take the rhubarb up home. And
yeah, do you think that there's kind of a generational gap, maybe, in people interested?
Massive. Yeah, like, it's trying to get the younger kids involved here is what you want, you know what I mean? Bring them in and have them doing hands-on stuff. So if you can get them going that way, it'd be excellent.
And what benefits do you think there are to gardening, Marilo?
You're eating healthier straight away. It has to be healthier, like. And it's for nothing. It costs you nothing. It'll cost pennies only to grow your own veg, like, do you know? It's ridiculous.
Do you find the majority of what you eat now would be stuff that you produce?
Oh, all the time. I eat over here all the time. I just have to find in spuds there in the compost heap, and I'm going to put them away now for next year. People come along and just throw out stuff there, like, and we'll try and use what we can. I'm after taking seeds off of plants here now. I'll show you there in a while, and we take the seed heads, keep them for next year then. And we're only learning ourselves, so, like.
Would you have a background in horticulture?
Not really, no. I done it for a year with Limerick Youth Service above in Greenfields. And that's the bones of 35 years ago.
Oh, wow, so it started a love for it for you.
Yeah, well, I just done a year up there and it was great. Like, I found it, I actually liked it, you know, so I love it down here. I'm only up the road.
What sort of response do you find from the youth that come in and to help out from the Limerick Youth Service?
We'd be trying to get them in from here now, Billy. Billy is in there, and Kate, they bring in a couple of lads, and there's a couple of women now coming in as well, doing bits of classes. I wouldn't know an awful lot, but I try and help them. They done all this bed themselves. So they came in and dug it and planted up potatoes and onions and cabbage. They've broccoli and sweet peas. They've beetroot.
Oh, it's turnips, fabulous. It's so tidy.
Come up, yeah.
Do you think it changes someone's attitude towards food when they've grown up?
You don't waste nothing here. You see, that's the difference now. Even with the compost, we bring in the compost and leave it up there. There's lead drops us in a bit of horse manure and stuff. And we break it down for a year and a half up here in these beds. So we switch it from one to the other. And then we use it to go back on the beds. So everything is, there's no pesticides or anything in here. Like, we won't let anything like that in. Well, we hope not to. The birds and everything that have come back here, you wouldn't have seen them 10 years ago, like bullfinches and goldfinches, do you know?
It's a total safe haven. I can't help but notice your beehive as well.
Yeah, the beehive is absolutely brilliant.
Really?
It's an amazing part of it altogether, like, do you know? It has more people focused now than anything, so people don't believe it when they come in into the city and say, I never knew this was here.
Especially when you're so close to Thoman Park, you never think that there's this little wildlife almost reserved here.
It's just beautiful. Every year it kind of goes from strength to strength.
Volunteer Alan Duggan and Billy Barrett of Limerick Youth Service joined the conversation with myself and Marlo. Alan began by telling me what the allotment means to the community.
It's a social place to have a little chat and
meet the lads,
and it's soothing as well, especially when COVID came on. It was a great help to people because it was probably the only place that we were allowed to go. So it was a great help for the mind and for for the families as well to come over and do a bit of gardening and to be away from the stress of everything that happened. And that's really when it really started to kick off and really started to blossom.
Absolutely. Yeah. And would you have a background in gardening? How did you get involved in it?
No, none of us have a background in gardening. We're all silly slickers. Small gardens, probably the size of the beds.
We love it here. Like, everything that comes out of this, there's very little wasted here. It's all organic, as I was telling you. And fabulous. Trying to get the kids now to come in, and Billy is on top of that as well, and helping out with all the youngsters.
And Billy, what benefits did you see when the kids come here?
Well, as you can see there, Aisling, looking around you there, some of the beds were kind of falling down a bit, you know, because there were timber and stuff. So the lads give a hand there around digging it out. We got a group of young lads digging out the area and laying blocks and laying foundation, which is a great benefit to them in their lives. Like, some lads have gone on and used those skills to benefit their career and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah. So,
and at the moment we have a family program going at the moment where parents are coming down and they're doing a bit of work with Merrill and stuff like that, you know.
Their kids involved as well.
They're bringing their kids involved, and we're hoping to bring the produce in and maybe in to do a bit of baking and cooking. We're doing that in conjunction with the family support with us in the YDPs and stuff like that. So Patrick Delaney is helping us out on that side of it as well.
I found really interesting is when you said that some of the lads who got experience here doing the beds, they ended up in Block Lane. They got a taste for it through this. It's fantastic.
They've gone on to do other apprenticeships and stuff like that, you know.
It built their confidence straight away because the bra was just frightened to be hands on.
Yeah.
So, like, especially with them coming in here and getting stuck in, they've learned that they can do it, like, you know what I mean? So,
they showed them that they're actually good with their hands because.
They are good, yes.
Look at some of these beds there, they look like they're done professionally.
Yeah.
You know, and they're done by kids 13 and 14 years
they've
of age.
Only 13 and 14, like.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. And how do you find the produce here? I see you with the rhubarb.
Yeah, well, look, as I said, we have someone coming in today doing a bit of baking and cooking with a group of traveller lads, you know. So it'll be handy for the lads.
Yeah.
Marla's just looking there now for an old rhubarb tap after, I'm sure.
A cup of tea, you'll know me, Billy.
Everyone benefits from here because even if the elderly pass there, they won't come in and admire it without going away with a bit of rhubarb or a bit of cabbage or a few spuds if the lads are picking them, do you know?
Yeah.
We look after the older generation here mostly, but if we can get younger generation in all the time, it's great.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television license fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.